The Suzuki Swift first came onto the international market in 2000. It has been somewhat of a quiet achiever over the years, with a loyal following. The latest model, the third generation of the vehicle, is a bit bigger and has more style. While Suzuki has 35 factories in 23 countries, its products reflect the Japanese attention to solid and dependable design. Its technology is not class-leading. The entry-level version has only a 5-speed manual gearbox, although you can option a CVT automatic. It comes in three variations, the GL, the GLX Turbo, and the 1.4 Sport, which is a great little hot hatch with bright colours that make it look the part. With starting prices at $19,000 plus on-road costs, the Swift is doing very well in the sales market, particularly compared against more expensive cars like the new Toyota Yaris.
I'm David Brown.
No matter what type of vehicle you're looking for, you'll find a review at carreviewcentral.com.au. Log on now to check out Peter Barnwell's review of the new Mazda BT50. Rob Fraser's been driving the Audi RS4 Quattro Avant and the Jaguar F-Type R Dynamic Coupe. While there's also a review of one of Australia's best-selling small cars, the 2021 Hyundai i30. All those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.